All right, let's switch gears here because we heard about this a couple weeks ago and thought this makes nothing but sense. And it is a program called Drive and Stay Alive, the POP protocols. And this would be the requiring and part of driver's ed, instructing young drivers on how to behave when a police officer lights you up and pulls you over. It's the pullover protocol. That's what POP stands for. Let's talk with the founder, co-founder of the pullover protocol, Jeff Dyson. Good morning, Mr. Dyson. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. How are you? Thank you for having us.
No, this makes nothing but sense to me. I don't know why we weren't doing this forever. Because, you know, Terry Ray, our my colleague here, just told me a story when we were talking about this last week that your daughter got pulled over and what happened?
Well, I was driving and she was in the passenger seat and the officer came around to her side and she had been driving for maybe a year and a half and he tapped on the window and she was frozen in place. She could not move. She was terrified. I said, Petey, open the window. And she goes, no. I said, open the window. And then the officer explained to her that when you are stopped by a police officer and he taps on the window, you open the window. You don't stare straight ahead pretending he's not there.
And this is a licensed driver for a year and a half. And that's just one of a million examples of how people react when a cop pulls you over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a situation where we're trying to create an even playing field for the citizens so that they are aware with the information and armed with the information that their nerves or fear can play into a negative outcome. And so we're trying to avoid that. And obviously with the rash of killings and shootings and just altercations going terribly wrong, Sean and I, my co-founder, said there has to be something that's in the middle. There has to be a fine line between the police officer and the citizen, the innocent, unarmed citizen at that is missing. And so that's where the pullover protocol POP was born.
How many school districts, how widely dispersed is it?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Doug, we are a grassroots operation. We are just getting our feet on the ground, if you will, talking to police departments, talking to individual police officers, talking to teachers. We heard last week, since we were on the KTLA morning show, a lot of teachers reached out to us and said, hey, we want to have this incorporated in our school. What is the next move? So our next move is getting meetings with city organizers, legislation on the local side to see what the next steps are. Because, I mean, you started the show off with this makes nothing but sense. And I really like that because it does. And unfortunately, it's needed.
You know, we're talking with Jeff Dyson, co-founder of Pullover Protocol, and the website is popprotocol.org, popprotocol.org. Do you see it envisioned as part of statewide, as part of driver's ed, maybe in schools? How do you see it being worked out, the logistics of it?
Absolutely. We see it as being incorporated into the school system, whether it's driver's ed. And we know that some schools don't have driver's ed anymore. But in social studies or any other life skills classes, we see it incorporated into the DMV, maybe a few questions on the test that deal with, you know, the protocol of being pulled over. Like your co-host's daughter did, she froze. That is not uncommon. Mm-hmm. And depending on what city you're in, depending on the makeup of the driver, that information can be interpreted very, very wrongly and send that person to jail unnecessarily or even worse. And so basically, you know, getting back to the pullover protocol, it's something that we don't teach our kids at home. We teach them perhaps how to drive, but we don't teach them the downside. We don't even go as far as teaching them when to change the oil. You know, so think about it. Getting pulled over, having your first encounters with police officer can be very, very intimidating. And because of this, because lives have been lost, because freedom has been lost, simply because of a taillight being out or a wrong left turn or, you know, not signaling when you change lanes, it's no cause for an escalation of a loss of life.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've talked about this, Jeff. We've talked about this many, many times in the show over the years, that there's any time a news report talks about a routine traffic stop, it's because it wasn't routine. You know, and that's the problem with routine traffic stops. They're routine until they're not, and they can go from zero to crazy very quickly and zero to lethal very quickly. And any tool in the toolbox that we can give young drivers, the next generation of drivers, to me is valuable, very valuable.
Right. Well, I want to drop a couple of things on you right now. We have, at POP Protocol, we have an acronym called SAFE. And it's, the S is for show your hands.
Yep.
The A is for ask for permission. The F is for follow instructions. And the E is for exchange respect. Those are four things that you can remember that could give you an edge up. We got a phone call the other day from a gentleman in Pennsylvania that told us that he had went to the website and he had studied some of the things that we had on there. And he was running track, as he usually does, in the middle of the night at a local college, which was very dark, he said. He said a car pulled up. He noticed it was a police officer. And he said he started getting very angry and tense that the police officer was there, and he didn't know why. And he said all of a sudden he remembered what he read on the popprotocol.org website, and he started calming himself, because he became empowered to know that if the police officer approached him, it wasn't personal, and therefore he wouldn't react as if he was defensive, escalating possible to a negative outcome. And he attributed that directly to what he had read on the POP.
Wow.
Well, again, I think it's a great idea. I think it should go right to the LAUSD school board. I think that this should be incorporated. It'd be great for us to pioneer it here. I mean, I'm in favor of a whole bunch, since, look, as sad as it is, we've transferred so many of parental responsibilities onto the schools in you know, in so many ways, because we've sort of had to. But there's a couple of things that we're not doing, one of which, for to me, is financial literacy. We should be teaching kids how to balance a checkbook, or what interest is, and how
Absolutely.
Credit cards work. And these are kind of life skills. We don't do a very good job of teaching how our government works, you know, civics, which was once taught. But this is an important thing. And I also, by the way, advocate for the shoot or don't shoot drills to be done in school, so that kids can understand how dangerous it can be on the streets from the other perspective. Not just, obviously, if you're a kid growing up on mean streets and tough neighborhoods and gang territory, and so many school kids have covered this to death, join gangs just so that they can have protection to get to class. I mean, it's an incredibly complex dynamic that's at play here. And the more people understand what the other point of view is and the other perspective, I think the safer it gets for everybody.
I agree with you, Doug. Absolutely. And what one thing I want to leave with the pedestrian citizens as a whole is that these police officers, it's not personal when they interact. They're doing a job. And so if you can change your attitude based on that, that it's not personal, your behavior will then soon follow. And the behavior creates a different outcome. So it's self-respect. And then you'll show respect to the police officer, and the police officer will in turn recognize said respect, and you'll hear the words, "You're free to go." And that's our desire at POP Protocol, is to teach you how to get to "You're free to go."
Hey, great talking to you, and we'll talk to you down the line. We'll follow this.
Thank you so much, Doug.
All right, popprotocol.org, POPprotocol.org.